it's all on you. Have it your way. And if you won't, you can decide.
Okay, I don't know one single girl that's ever actually heard that as, say, a proposition or a heartfelt, outstretched offering. I don't know what you call this. Thank you for listening. This is Jaded. I'm Jody. And Jaded we are indeed. I think this is going to take a little bit of figuring out. Actually, I know this is going to take a lot of figuring out. So, whether you're with me or not, I'm doing this. So, I made a lot of notes. A lot of notes for myself. Definitely the craziest week of my life that I can imagine without drugs. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. Without drugs. Letting that sink in without drugs. So, we're talking day 8, maybe day 9, depending on your time zone. Either way, don't know. I have that first on my list to bring up. So, shit day at work. Like, I cannot even, just for the sake of the fact that I might actually end up a gleaming diamond at the end of this excavate, I am going to withhold all of the bullshit that comes with that, okay? But, truly, I have to go with tonight. Just tonight. Listen to my podcast. I've listened to the last couple ones. Because, you know, God damn it. Let me just say it. I always think I'm crazy. So, being able to hear myself say something and remember that I said it. Kind of phenomenal. Which may set a setting for this entire podcast. I don't know. But, irregardless, moving on. Being able to hear myself say it, I know it's fucking real. And I totally forgot where I was going with that. Oh, this is terrible. This is why I have the fucking, my notes, which I write, in hand. Because I have to say, you know, they talk all that stuff about everybody learns differently. Like, everybody learns kinetically or physically or, like, I don't even know all the different ways. I really don't. I know kinetically because it starts with a K. Two important people in my life that start with a K, Kent and Christina, my parents. So despite my liver hate or whatever attributions I can attribute to those names, K's kind of stand out for me. So, yeah, even terrible worse. I don't remember where that went. But driving home today, I live quite a ways from work. I've never quite clocked it. But I'm guessing at least 20 hours. 20 hours? 20... Okay, just for all those who may be concerned, because I know actually nobody is fucking concerned, but I'm still clean of, M. Still clean of M. Alcohol, I'm having a much worse time with, because... For God's sakes, I've got to give myself one vice. Okay, maybe more than one. I don't know, but it's hard to go without that. So, for just a true second, for anybody who's listening, this shit really is hard. Because, you know, I can hit up my girl C. She's, pretty regular, and she's got that, and I'm really feeling, the drive, and you know, tonight I had a different new, but I hope meaningful and gainful experience tonight. Young gentleman in my department who, quite honestly, I would have thought would have been in competition with me for the supervisor position. For the supervisor position that I put in for, I would have thought that he was definitely a running candidate. Not like it's a presidency, but fucking A. I gotta relate it to something. So, whether he was or was not, he set his aspirations in a different direction. And it's a direction that I've honestly been steered towards by outside important influences. Mr. James Jones, call you out even though you haven't let me do so. But a very influential person in my life in regards to the current industry that I work in. I love people. I love... Well, I don't love finding cancer in people. I don't love that. But I do love finding ways to help people. Building a house, you know, it's pretty, to me, it's pretty abstract. You know, because, you know, I can get mad because the tires on my car aren't right. But you know what? The end of the world is not going to happen. Like, nobody's going to die because I got 10-inch instead of 12-inch rims. But, you know what? Somebody might die if I order 20 milligrams instead of 10. So, whole different line of sight for me. Anyway, I have this list. So I was driving home tonight. Long week. Long, definitely long work week. It's funny that I can say that because I've honestly only clocked 23 hours. But I cannot tell you how many hours I've clocked in my head. Tuesday, just the whole day. Jody was not present. Jody was not viable, not reliable, not dependable. A lot of factors to factor into this, and I'm going to call them all out, because you know what? Quite honestly, if my job needs a reason to fire me, they have 1,000. Okay? This is not about what things you need to do to get fired. This is about how to handle life when it's coming at you at 100 miles an hour and you're still struggling at maybe 30-70 as far as figuring out who you are and what you want from life. So that's all I gotta say. Like, this is a fucking staggered staggered layout of how life should be. And I'm talking maybe 30-70. We can maybe go 40-60 at a bit here. But let me work up to it, if you would. So, this, let me pull this shit out indeed. I'm sorry, but for me, writing things down is so much more fluid, so much more, like, if I write it down, it kind of, like, pens it in ink. If anybody has seen, like, the stupid shit they do on TV and movies, like, when you write it with a pretend pen and they make it a real pen and you're doing it, like, in front of everybody in the movie, like, that shit's fucking real, okay? So when I do shit from there, it kind of changes things in the real mode, the real world, the real settings of Jody, who makes Jaded. So, today, coming home. Today would be Friday, August 4th. Happy birthday, Colby. I know you don't listen to this shit, and that kind of fucking irritates me, but I'm gonna keep saying it until maybe you'll, like, listen. But I love my son Colby. Kind of favor him, if anybody can tell. Haha. Yeah, funny, but not funny. Sometimes people vibe with you, and sometimes people don't. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Just because they're my family doesn't mean I'm gonna vibe with them. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck y'all. You know what? I have fucking 3 sisters. I don't talk to one of them right now. Not a fucking one. But my 2 brothers, I would probably give my life for. Honestly, I would give my life for. Yeah. I would. So, as far as kids go, as far as Colby, let's go back to Colby. Definitely would give my life for Colby. A young man who wasn't given a chance by his father. His father didn't give any of these young men a chance. And I'm tired of parading on that. I'm done. Today, last day. Anyone mark that? Mark. That's funny. Anyway, last day. So, Colby, today, my son, good things, okay? His birthday was the second, no, the first, no? I knew what his birthday was. It was the second day of the week, though. It was Tuesday. He was born August 1st. I knew that, always know that, always will. And I get a text from him saying, Mom, can you buy me a gram? All I gotta say to all you parents out there who are judging me, doubting me, don't. Or do, really. I mean, it's your misery or mine. Honestly, if I care that you judge, then it's on me. If you judge and dwell on that, well, that shit's on you. But anyway, did that handle that? And driving home tonight, I'm totally missing a big part of that, but I'll get back to it, maybe. But driving home tonight, Parker Road, down to Lincoln and over. I'm driving, and I'm like kind of listening to like random music on the radio. I mean, I'm kind of a specific music person. You might know that. But I look over to my right, and I see one doe looking kind of at me, like, ooh, like I'm invading her space. She's looking at me, and behind her, I see at least three other does. Heads down, you know, no horns, no. And I'm thinking, wow. I mean, honestly, what I was thinking, for anybody that fucking cares, I was honestly thinking, like, I want to send this to TJ. It is really awesome to live here. There's a lot to offer. That was what my first thought was. So before the bad thoughts came in, I hear a song on the radio, and I kind of get lost in it. And all of a sudden, I look up, and to my left, holy fucking shit. There's a male deer standing, like, full chest, beautiful, like, if I was a deer eater, which I suppose I am at some point, but beautiful chest, like, the muscles, and his head was turned from me, so I got to see all the beautiful layout of his neck, and just the most beautiful buck with just enough velvet on. He was beautiful. And I was shocked by that. I was literally like I took a breath. I haven't taken a breath since TJ was here. This is not about him. This is not about what I missed out on. This is just real live feelings from Jody, who records Jaded. And well, goddammit, I'm not alone. I know I'm not. But anyway, I wrote down lots and lots of notes. So tonight I watched Louis C.K. Louis C.K. was highly advised to me by several people, and tonight was just exceptionally funny because he brought up Magic Mike. Anybody out there watch Magic Mike? I mean, Magic Mike, we're talking Matthew McConaughey, we're talking Channing Tatum. come on. And I always used to say his name wrong. I used to be Channing Tatum. Like, I didn't, I couldn't grasp my mind around the fact that there was a dude as hot as my oldest son that I found attractive. So I understand when Louis C.K. is like, you know, like, my dick started to stir, okay? Totally get that. And I still have not finished watching the end of the movie. I haven't. I can't. I think I will. I just really, really, really wanted to record this. And I have several notes. So if you'll be patient. Yeah, okay. So I talked about the deer with his head turned. Louis C.K. Okay. Want to know what he do for. Okay, that one, I'm not sure that I can explain that. So my notes say, want to know what D do for Z-I-S. So what? Basically, I'm thinking, what does dick do for? And I don't know. I'm trying to play it to Magic Mike. And, I mean, I'm trying to be honest, right? Okay, and I do write down here that I love the volley. Like, I love the volley back and forth with the sexual banter. I have to imagine that that is between Channing Tatum and the hot, hot female actress that plays alongside him. Though I could be wrong. I mean, Lord knows and I know how to be wrong. So one of my notes here is that totally confused, Got a new look. Let's see. In the end, I can't do this anymore from... Oh, no. Do you believe? Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm gonna try to make sense of those last couple of fucking... Holy shit, is that really all I left myself with? Looks like... Acu got a new look. You know, I don't really know, but this is the first movie I've watched in a while. I'm not really a movie watcher. I'm more of a, like, life sufferer. But I know I just gotta, like, stop, like, just kill it, just let it go. But I don't know how. It kind of... Like... Alright, let me just go with this. Everybody heard that, right? I'm not going to try to hide it. I'm not going to file it away like it didn't happen. Like, that is what I really, truly, deep within myself want to do. But this is what... I've been told by a 69-year-old woman, who is my mother, who 69 years is a lot of fucking time to observe human behavior. And this is what she says. Humans respond best to intermittent gratification. Intermittent gratification. So, though I'm not trying to make this a mind fuck, I already know what makes my world complete. Let's see if my mom's theory works. Thank you for listening. This is Jaded. I'm Jody.